how he can help protect your liver from alcohol, Mark Maron.
Thank you, Jim. Hey, people, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that listeners know what's going on in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is our very own Planet Bush Bureau Chief, Lawton Smalls. Hello, Lawton.
Hello, Mark. God's having a barbecue, and he's throwing some sin weenies on the grill.
All right, okay.
Sizzling them up.
Oh, no, you're happy. What happened? What's this about? The price of gas go up or something?
No, Mark, but I like the way you think.
Uh-huh.
I'm filled with the spirit about Iraq, Mark. Mm. We've turned the corner, and there's the morning sun shining like Pat Boone eating a vanilla ice cream cone on Easter Sunday. Glory, hallelujah. Our truth is marching over everybody else.
Wonderful. Back up, Senor Smalls. Hey, we'll turn the corner into what?
Turning the corner.
Heavy traffic? What are you talking about?
No.
What are you talking about?
Well, first, our brave, resourceful Republican Senate ignored all that negative defeatocrat whining and passed that resolution saying we're not going to cut and run in Iraq. I'm looking at you, John Kerry, John Murtha. That's where your ideas belong, by the way. In the John, flush that stinky mess out of here.
Hey, look,
bye-bye.
Buddy, listen to me, Lawton. That resolution accomplished nothing. Nothing.
Oh, you wish nothing.
Uh-huh.
Now, you defeatocrats are on the record saying, I, secular, weak, gay, surrender monkey, want the United States of America to cut and run from our manly responsibilities in Iraq. Furthermore, I'm an operative of Al-Qaeda. I hate Jesus, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and children born of lawfully wedded parents. Now y'all are wiggling on the hook like a stuck walleye. Flip-flop your way out of that one in the midterm election, baby killer.
Lawton,
come on now.
Lawton, that resolution was pointless, gutless, political grandstanding. Is that all you got?
Are you kidding? That was just some potato skins with melted cheese and sour cream. Appetizer, the real red meat tartare, was President George W. Two-terms mandate Bush going to Iraq.
Wait.
Beautiful, man.
You mean the one where he stayed 6 whole hours and then ran away?
I see it affected you, too.
Uh-huh.
The visit to Baghdad was like something out of the Old Testament. The Book of W.
Come on.
Under the cloak of secrecy, the prophet decider descended into the Holy Land, laid a firm heterosexual Christian hand on Al-Maliki's shoulder and said, fear not, anointed one, for thou art doing a heck of a job, and it was good.
Prophet? Oh. Are you spelling prophet, P-R-O-F-I-T, Lawton?
I don't know, Mark. Uh-huh. After his visit, every one of those Iraqi fellas turned away from their tin-pot Islamic God and became deacons in the Baptist church. I saw it happen right there on the spot.
All right, go ahead.
Incredible.
Go ahead. Pile it on, Lawton. That's fine. Next thing you're going to tell me is since al-Zarqawi died, there hasn't been any violence in Iraq.
I know. It's eerie, but I'm not surprised.
Oh.
That's just the kind of divine leadership we're witnessing in the White House right now. Let me tell you something about that al-Zarqawi business.
Uh-huh.
Just between us.
Okay, this should be good. What?
All right, folks are trying to keep this quiet,
but
Bush killed that terrorist evildoer with his own two hands.
Oh, stop it. Just stop
he
it.
He did.
Come on.
Bush is a 6th-degree black belt in Taekwondo, a master of Brazilian capoeira. He's had extensive ninja training. You know, he just swept into Zarqawi's room and slew him with a slight twist of his thumb.
No, stop it. No, Lawton, it was a bomb. It was a bomb. It was two bombs. It was bombs, Lawton.
They doctored that up later.
Come on.
The president likes to inject himself into black ops from time to time. Of course, he got a taste for that when he was in the military all those years. You know how that is. He's like that, a very violent, masculine, virile character.
Uh-huh. Are you done? Are you done with the lying, Lawton?
Done? What do you mean done?
About Iraq, Lawton, I think you need to take a time out and maybe put your head down.
It's such hard work, the lying.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up every morning, and I look in the mirror, and I say, today, Lawton Smalls, you will support this war.
Mm-hmm.
And then by, I don't know, 9:30 or so, my hands are shaking. I'm looking around for my cough medicine. Codeine's the only way I get through the day most of the time. Uh-huh. I'm buying Robitussin in bulk just to numb the pain of lying. I'm a liar. I lie. And I hurt.
Okay. All right. Lawton, pull it together. You got to lay off the Robitussin, okay?
Mark, it killed the lies.
That's not the solution, Lawton. The lies can only be killed by the truth, my friend. And I know that's going to be hard for you to accept, but you just got to try it, okay?
No more Robitussin.
No, you got to pull it together, little man. Oh. Ugh.
Bush knows jiu-jitsu, too. I once saw him throw Vladimir Putin down the stairs so hard he separated his shoulder. A lot of people don't know that story.
Goodbye,
Lawton.
Knows
all kinds of martial arts.
Goodbye, Lawton.
God loves you, Mark. Deal with it.
Steve Hofstetter up next.